And welcome back, footy fans, to another episode of Donnie's Disposal. I'm your host, Coach Donnie Hess, here back with another off-season supporter series. Again, ladies and gentlemen, trying to chat with fans both in the Sandful and the Waffle. Let's hop into it. Joining me from Adelaide, South Australia, we have Stephen Scott. Stephen, thank you for hopping on the podcast today.
Absolute pleasure, Donnie. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, before we get into the footy, I know this is a footy podcast. With the first question, I kind of like finding out a little bit about the person outside of the game of football. So if you could, just a little bit about yourself outside of the game of footy.
Well, I'm in my 70s now. I'm retired. I've been retired for some years. I am a transplant from the United Kingdom. In the 1950s, came to Adelaide and lived here most of the time, been in a few country towns. When we emigrated, we moved into a house in a suburb called Mile End, which was the heartland of the West Torrens Football Club. And so events sort of unfolded where we were encouraged to follow the West Torrens Football Club. I went to school here, joined the police force in 1968, did about 25 years, and then someone introduced me to a computer and I thought, I like this. So I then went to university, did some study and moved into IT and then branched out from there. But, then I retired and spend my days in winter moaning about football, and in summer, chilling in the pool.
That is the life. I absolutely love it. Fantastic. All right. Being an SA, I got to ask, what is your favorite thing about the sport of footy?
I've always, like, I played it for many, many years. I just like the physicality and skill required. I fundamentally believe that it requires more skill to play Australian rules football than pretty much any other sport. I know that the soccer fans call it their beautiful game, but all you do is tap the ball along with your foot. In Australian football, you're 200 metres apart. You've got to kick a ball 50, 60 metres on the run, hit someone in the chest. It's just fast. It's physical. Just a spectacular sport.
I will not disagree with you. Even for somebody that got into it a little bit later in life, I genuinely love the sport of footy. So let's go back to it. As you said, you're a little bit of a transplant. So I'm interested to hear, what's your earliest footballing memory?
Okay. We arrived here in Adelaide in 1959. And of course, it was a significant culture shock, even though it has to be said that there were many people from other countries here in Adelaide. So we all have the same issue trying to acclimatise. My mother worked in a sports store in the UK. And so shortly after arrival, she got a job in a sports store here in Adelaide. One of her working colleagues was the dearly departed Neville Hayes, or Chicken Hayes, as he was called. He was a Port Adelaide footballer, a senior footballer, renowned not just for his sporting acumen, but every time he crossed the white line, he ceased being nice. He was a pretty wild and well-known player to not mess with. But he was a lovely man. And so on one day, he decided that it was time, as part of my indoctrination into Australia and assimilation, to take me to an Australian football match. And so he did, and he just happened to take me to a West Torrens match because he said, that's your local club, so let's go and see them. And so we went, and the moment I saw it, I was hooked, absolutely hooked. I didn't much care for soccer, even though I was very young. So I just thought, that's the game I want to play. And eventually, as I got a bit older, I ended up playing for a number of years in Adelaide and country areas and enjoyed every minute of it. Played till I was about 31, I think, but then that was at a point where I had to study and didn't have time for both.
Fantastic. I love it. And the fact that you assimilated and then eventually play is really, really awesome. So as you kind of said, you are a Woodville West Torrance Eagles. So I'm gonna change up the next question a little bit because as you kind of said, you moved in, you kind of were introduced to West Torrance and became a club person on that. Is anybody in your family that you live with, did any of them ever come to support any other clubs in the sample, or are you completely all Woodville West Torrance Eagles supporters?
Oh, Donnie, that's a very touchy question. It brings up some. Oh, dear. Well, unfortunately, my wife was a North Adelaide supporter, and that was before we were married. So it would have been a little bit awkward in trying to convince her to change her loyalties, as I myself believe in loyalty. So she remained a North Adelaide supporter. The eldest son came along, and I managed to guarantee that he followed the father's footsteps. And he's certainly an Eagles fan. The youngest son, the middle child, decided he was going to go another direction. So he, for reasons I'll never understand, decided he was going to support Glenelg. I don't know whether you recall, 3 years ago, I think it was. The Eagles and Glenelg played in the grand final. So there were some awkward family moments in that. Youngest daughter, or the youngest, our daughter, is an Eagles girl and also a Carlton girl. So I've managed to bring her into the fold. So one son has abandoned the family tradition, and then both sons abandoned the family tradition and barracks for the Crows in the AFL. So it gets a bit feisty on occasions.
Well, I love it. In fact, for me, it's one of those situations. I love the banter. As long as it's respectful, I think it's absolutely fun. I know, but prior, Mike, you gave me a little bit of banter about my Swans Guernsey, and I absolutely love that. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. So I absolutely love it. So we'll stay with this a little bit. As you said, you kind of got into it when you came over. Can you give me just a little bit of a history of the Woodville West Torrance Footy Club that you know?
Well, our first house was probably about a kilometre from Theberden Oval, which was the home ground. It was a typical Australian suburban ground, a couple of small grandstands, and then most of the outer was just out in the open air. But I knew very little about the club rooms itself. I was a bit young and didn't understand football clubs and so on. But I loved going to the Theberden Oval, even though in retrospect it was probably the least appealing of all the South Australian National Football League club grounds. It was pretty terrible. It was the Theberden Oval. It was the homeland, so to speak, and you develop a real passion and affection for your home turf. But it was a pretty primitive way to watch football.
Yeah, I can completely understand it, but it was the early days again. Technology has changed and everything like that. So I gotta ask this: what I love about footy is the rivalries. I know everybody talks about the AFL, Collingwood, Carlton, or the Geelongs and Hawthorn. So I love this. For you in the Sandville, who do you think is the biggest rival for Woodville West Torrens, and why?
I think our biggest rival as such is probably Central District because we played them so many times in grand finals and we got spanked a fair bit. But we also gave a few back and I think both clubs were dominating for a number of years, but they were always just a shade ahead of us. But it's a friendly rivalry. Really, we respect each other. I don't mind going to their ground, in fact, and most of their supporters are quite happy to come to ours. So we don't have perhaps the spiteful rivalry that, say, Port Adelaide and Norwood supporters have, and seemingly Sturt and Glenelg. But I think Central's is our arch rival, but it's not a heated rivalry.
And sometimes those respectful ones are really, really good because both fan bases can get along and you just enjoy the footy all together. So I absolutely love
Oh,
that. So
it,
We'll stay on that one. Can you remember the first ever Woodville West Torrens Eagles item you were ever given or bought?
I can. It was my mother-in-law at the time had seen this hat that had been crocheted but incorporated beer cans into the crochet.
I love it.
And it was in blue and gold with a South Australian beer brand. Aluminium cans cut out and actually sewn into the crochet. That was the first one. I've got the t-shirt, of course, my son gave me, but this isn't an original, this is a modern reproduction. And this one, someone gave me just recently. This is a very old statuette that were made, I think, in the late 50s or mid to late 50s. And a friend of mine's mother was a West Torrens supporter. She passed away and then held on to this little statuette for decades. And he saw it one day while going through his junk and said, "I know someone who'd like that." And he gave it to me. And it's precious. It's very cute. They were made for all of the clubs, but this is really old. This is well over 50 years old. So I'm very kindly accepted that as a gift. So I'm
That
happy
is
with that.
fantastic. I love seeing those old ones. I know some of the previous ones. I know somebody got a woolen scarf that they got when they were like 6 years old again. It's grown, born and raised in it. So I love those old tokens. Those are really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go to this one. For me, I one of this, I love being a fan. I think being a fan or being a supporter is one of the coolest things because you can live and breathe your club and everything like that. So I love hearing people describe their fandom. So if you could just really quick, could you describe your fandom of Woodville West Torrens for me? Because again, some people, they have to watch every single game, they have customs that they have to do, everything like that. Kind of how is your fandom for the club?
Well, I'm a very loyal person in general, so my attachment to the club was very potent, which had a downside in that West Torrens, before we became the Woodville West Torrens, were not a particularly successful club. Putting your heart and soul into a team that was losing more than it was winning could be very soul destroying. But once your loyalty was established, it didn't matter. You went along and you cheered, and some people would say, "Well, why don't you switch sides?" No, you don't do that. You do not do that. It was a difficult team to follow because it had very little success. For my support started at about 1959. It wasn't until 1993 that I managed to witness our first premiership, but that was Woodville West Torrens. So it was a tough gig, but it didn't matter. You went along and you cheered your team and hoped for better things tomorrow. And that's what you did. But
Yeah,
it was a tough team to follow. Now it's a wonderful team to follow, but back then it was tough.
hey, but the best part is you stuck fat, and the best part is that even though it became Woodville West Torrens, there's some success there, which is something that you gotta cherish when your club has success. Absolutely love that. So as you kind of said, one of the things that got you into it was your first ever game. So we're gonna skip past that one and go to one of my favorite ones. I love this. This is especially for you that you have children. It's like choosing your favorite place, choosing your favorite child sometimes, and I hate it, but it's fun sometimes. Do you have a favorite player of the past that's ever worn the Eagles Guernsey and a favorite player currently on the Woodville West Torrens Eagles list?
I'm not usually disposed to that sort of the principle of favoritism, and I like all things equally. But I think, like thousands of West Torrens supporters in the 60s, our pin-up boy, our golden boy of that era was Lindsay Head. He was a spectacularly gifted player, and He wore the magical number 17, so we all wanted number 17 on our school guernseys and so on. But Lindsay Head was just an inspirational player to us as children. My favourite player at the moment, I guess it's hard to judge the favourite player because, yeah, it's like saying who's your favourite child. Probably Jimmy Rowe, I would say, is the player I like watching at the moment. He's a good player, was playing for the Crows, great Eagles man, and yeah, Jimmy Rowe's someone I particularly admire.
Yeah, he's a very solid player. I'm kind of, like I said, I was kind of sad to see him leave the Crows, but hey, you have him now, and you don't have to worry about him getting away at all. So I love this. This next one is one of my favorites because I love the twinkle in the eye of my guests whenever they discuss this. So this is one of my favorite questions. Most memorable moment so far as a West Torrens Eagles supporter.
Oh, by far and away was the 1993 Premiership after decades of absolutely no success whatsoever. We went into the grand final, our first grand final in many, many years, decades, and to finally hear the siren sound, and it was your team that was doing the presentations and doing the lap of honour and holding up the cup. That was special.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Like I said, I love seeing the twinkle in their eyes. It's one of my favorites because sometimes it's a random one. Sometimes it's not always a premiership, and I love those. So they're really, really good. So we've had our jaunt down memory lane, and I love it again. I love hearing the stories and everything like that. But we're going to go to a little bit more recent. We're going to go to last year. Unfortunately, Woodville West Torrens did not have, I think, the season that I think they were kind of expecting, falling short and not making finals last year, going 6-12 in the campaign. So I got to ask your thoughts on last season as a fan. Was it tough to watch at times, or were you disappointed? Kind of, what were your thoughts on last year?
But you're always disappointed when your team is not as successful as you would like. But you've also got to be philosophical. And as you get older, you are less blinded by loyalty and more accepting of the fact that you can't have it every year. But I thought last season for us was a dead year. I think we didn't develop anything. I think we just got through the year. We had a couple of bright lights start shining later in the year. But I think too many players had gone past their use-by date and it was pretty stagnant. And I just don't think we didn't improve from the year before and were pretty inoffensive to most of the other clubs. This year, I think it'll be different. I know that we'll be right up there. But I can see some real improvement coming from some players that they've either picked up or late last year got games and thought, wow, these guys, kids, are going to be special. But of course, you only get them for a couple of years at best because they're off to the AFL. But no, last year was disappointing, not that we didn't succeed so much, but because I think we didn't know that we didn't go anywhere. We didn't have any real highlights of the year. So that was a bit of a shame.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and that's kind of what. And then the coaching changed this year. So I'm gonna throw this in. I didn't have this in my original question, but I got asked this. I had the luxury of talking with Big Sam Jacobs. Your thought on the new coaching hire? Because I think it's an incredible hire by Woodville to be able to bring home a guy that played for the Eagles. I think it's a great hire. Personally, what are your thoughts?
I think 99% of the Eagles supporters were delighted that Sam has come back home, but with the wealth of experience he's had and his reputation as being someone who likes to develop and inspire young players and so on, he's not only going to inspire them by the fact that he's one of those that have had a decorated AFL history, but he is an Eagles man deep down. And he's come back home. It's going to be a huge inspiration to the younger, not only players, but supporters. They couldn't have picked a better one.
Yeah, I was. Go ahead.
But he's got his work cut out for him. He steps into a side that's pretty much needing to redevelop and rebuild. So it isn't going to come easy, and there are going to be disappointments. But you have to feel optimistic about the season with Sam at the helm.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait. And with my chat and him, he seems very, very excited to get to work. I think he sees a lot of positives out of it. So I cannot wait for this season to see how Coach Jacobs does there. So we'll jump to next year, because the off season has kind of been one of those where it's mostly about the coaching changes and everything like that. So we'll go to it. Your thoughts on next year? Is Sam looked at as being a team that they should rise up the ladder, maybe contend for finals, or is it going to be a developmental year because we have to see what kind of tactics Coach Jacobs brings in this season?
I think it's going to be more developmental. There have been a number of senior players that have decided to retire, and I suspect they've done that because they recognise that Sam wants to develop younger players. And I know at least one senior player has said, "Okay, I get this. I'm just taking up space. I'll get out the way to allow younger blood to come in." And so whilst young blood doesn't automatically go straight up the ladder, I think Sam is going to develop. 2 or 3 years' time, I think the club will be back to where it should be at the top.
I
Perhaps
think
even as much as 2025.
it'll be very interesting to see. I'm like I said, very excited. So I'm gonna have a little bit of fun with this next question, just because over here in the States, every fan has this dream of being the general manager or the list manager over in Australia. So I want to have a little bit of fun with this. For one day, I'm going to install you as the list manager at Woodville West Torrens. You can poach one player from any of the other clubs in the Sandful to join Woodville West Torrens for next season to maybe get them with a chance for finals. Who's the one player you grab and put over in the in an Eagles Guernsey?
Gee, wow, okay. That's going to get the brain cells working overtime. Who would I take from another club? Gosh, there's a young guy from Sturt whose name I can't remember, but he was outstanding in the minor round. His name just doesn't come to mind. But when we played them, he tore us apart. I just can't think of his name offhand. And there's also the guy from South, the ruckman from South Adelaide, who follows in his father's footsteps. And again, the name eludes me. And he was pretty special. Gosh, I'm sorry. The names don't come to me.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, we kind of get that. We kind of get
I
that.
think if a Sturt supporter was listening, they would instantly know who I was talking about. A young guy, long
Probably.
baller, he's just awesome.
And the worst part is if somebody says the name, you're gonna be like, yep, that's it. I think
Absolutely.
we've all done it. So it's
Yeah.
not a problem. I love it. And it is a very broad question. Sometimes some people, when they get it, it's very easy, and some it's not an easy one, but it's a fun one to think about, like to go, I would take
Yeah.
you and over. So it's a lot of fun. So most people that listen to my podcast know I am a huge advocate for women's footy. I think women's footy is a growth area for Australian rules football that I think is been fantastic for the game and for many, many clubs, not just the Sandful, the Waffle, the VFL, and the AFL. So I asked this of you as a West Torrens supporter: do you keep an eye on the women, and your thoughts on last season? A little tough, but I think Narelle Smith is finding a way with these young ladies. I think Woodville West Torrens is a team to keep an eye on this next year.
Again, we could certainly follow the women. As a club member, we get our bulletins to tell you how the girls are going. And they clearly have made steps the last season. Didn't win as many games as perhaps they should have. I think they were unlucky a few times, but I fully agree with you that Narelle is she's special and she's going to inspire them. I look forward to going to their first game. I've put that in the diary, at their home ground, and I think they're going to cause some damage this year.
Yeah,
I hope they do.
I really hope they do. I'll tell you this. In the last podcast last year, I had the bold comment of the year, and my bold comment for the Sanford WS, I think Woodville West Torrens could play finals next year. I think the way Narelle has progressed her teams each of the first 2 years there, I think Woodville West Torrens is a team to keep eye on. So personally, I have a lot of faith in what she is doing there. So I'm gonna be fascinated to see how they go. It'll be fun to watch this young Eagle side. So we've talked some Sandful. I know that I want to keep it, but I want to go a little bit to the AFL. So I must ask, you threw out the barb earlier that your children are Crows fans. So I asked, do you have an AFL side? And if so, who is it?
Yes, I have very much have an AFL side. I've been a Carlton supporter for as long as I've been a West Torrens supporter. And there was a reason for that. Carlton were a very successful team in the VFL. I had my South Australian team, fully loyal to them, but in those days we also had teams that we would follow in the AFL, or then those days VFL. I looked at the VFL and thought, look, my team in South Australia is not particularly successful, but there's one in Victoria that is, that's Carlton. So I'm barracking for Carlton. So that's going back into the very early 1960s. So I've been with Carlton since then, and when the AFL formed and when South Australian clubs went into it, I didn't change loyalties. I stick with Carlton, and I've been a Carlton club member now for many years, decades. So we don't, whilst you mentioned rivalry in South Australian clubs and so on, you also mentioned the Carlton Collingwood rivalry. That is real. That's full on. Of course, we have to confront Collingwood supporters at every opportunity.
I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. And I love your loyalty to Carlton. That's fantastic, because I know a few that when the Crows came in, some jumped ship and joined the South Australian team. And then Port's always the interesting one when I talk to some people, because it's either you're a Port supporter or you're not. It's really very interesting when it comes to on that. So we'll stay in the AFL a little bit, and a little bit to where you are currently is Gather Round. It was something that last year I was a little skeptical when they first announced it. I thought, is this just going to be a Magic Round ripoff from the NRL? But I must say, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought Gather Round was magnificent. Your thoughts, as somebody that lives in South Australia, what are your thoughts on Gather Round, and how happy are you to have it in Adelaide for at least the next few years?
I'm less enamored with it. I'm not sure what the point and purpose is. I get that South Australians, all South Australians, will go and see their AFL team, which is often, if unless they come and play in Adelaide or you go to Melbourne, you don't get that opportunity, or from other states, in fact. But I'm ambivalent about it. If people enjoy it, that's great. It doesn't really inspire me. But obviously, it's good for the state, so it's fine. But I'm just ambivalent. I'm lukewarm at best.
And that's perfect, and that's perfectly fine. Everybody's a little bit different. So as a Carlton man, I'm interested to see your thoughts on this, because this year the AFL and its utter brilliance with the NRL sending a few teams over here to the States in Las Vegas, they're doing a round zero, and I'm fascinated. I'm interested to hear how many people take it, because it's something that we kind of get in collegiate gridiron over here. Your thoughts on this round zero, as some of the big Victorian clubs are going to go play in the northern states up in Brisbane and Sydney. Your thoughts on this, because even as a Sydney supporter, I'm a little skeptical on how well this is really going to go.
I'm not sure about that either. It's experimental, like all things experimental. There's a high degree of risk. Playing in and taking your sport into different environments, different communities is not a new concept by any stretch. They've played AFL games in America and Canada and England, as I recall, and South Africa, but they didn't go anywhere. They played in New Zealand, but the crowd support just eventually wilted. There was a curiosity for the first one or two, but then there was no point in continuing. So history tells us that these ideas don't really last too long. I feel the same as you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Like I said, I hope so. I mean, I'm hearing good things out of Queensland, and I guess for the first time in a while that there might be actually more players playing footy in Queensland than in South Australia, which is mind-boggling to think. But it's again, I think Brisbane might be just the tiniest bit bigger than Adelaide. I'm not 100% sure on that one, but it'll be interesting. Round zero has got me intrigued. Just overall as a footy supporter on that one. So as I've told many people, I have never been to Australia. It is on my bucket list. I plan on going. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I say it every episode. I know, but I'm doing my research, and I use a couple of these questions to do my research to get ready. So when I do come, I'm completely ready. So as Americans, we love our food. So I must ask, when you go to the footy, do you have a go-to food when you go to the footy?
I do. When I go to the Eagles games, my go-to food is two sausages, an onion in a slice of bread, and smothered in mustard.
Fantastic. Absolutely love it.
Food of
So
the gods.
I love it. All righty. And the other thing when you go to the footy, the thing that you always got to know is your seat. For you, do you have the perfect seat, the one place that you have to sit to watch the footy?
I do, and I don't know why. My seat is always at the clubroom end of Woodville Oval, not directly behind the goals, but around about 10 degrees to the right. So I'm not directly behind, but just to the right of that. And that's where I've always been. And I do not know why. From there, you don't see a great deal at the other end of the ground because it's completely opposite. Whereas if you stand in the middle area, you can see both ends quite comfortable. But you'd be aware, the ground, Woodville Oval is 220 metres from goal line to goal line. That's a long way. But I sit in my spot next to the barbecue, and that's where I am. Unless it
Fantastic.
rains, then I go in the club.
Hey, you got to have your backups. You got to have your backups. All right. And then the last question that I have for you, and I love this. I'm getting a list together. I really should post this because there are some fantastic ones on here. I asked this one to end every episode. Favorite game of footy you have ever seen? Live at the town, on the telly, at the ground, doesn't matter. Favorite game of footy you have ever seen?
In about 2005 or 6, Carlton were playing Adelaide in Adelaide, and for the 3.5 quarters, Adelaide were mauling us, and then in the last quarter, Carlton actually came back, and there was just a couple of points in it with a few minutes to go. Our key forward, Brendan Favola, kicked a spectacular goal from miles away and put Carlton in front, and siren sounded, and we won. And that was an amazing jubilation. But sitting amongst all the Crow supporters in particular.
I love it. Absolutely love it. The banter, that's fantastic. I love it. So, Stephen, thank you so much for hopping on the podcast. I know we had some technical difficulties and some time things before this. So, I genuinely appreciate you hopping on and telling me your love of the Woodville West Torrens Eagles and sharing some of the great stories you have. I genuinely appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No worries, Donnie, a pleasure.
Absolutely fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for another episode of Donnie's Disposals. Again, keep an eye out. More off-season supporter series chats still to come. Keep an eye out. We are going to get closer to the AFL, the Sandful Women's, and all of the footy getting going here very, very soon. Keep an eye out. More coverage on the footy coming up soon. That'll be it for another episode of Donnie's Disposals. We'll be back again with more footy coverage very, very soon.